The best tea in the city.
Level one, you know, the blues are not as hectic, but I'm sure next week, Monday, we'll be talking a different kind of blue. Yeah, welcome to the show. Welcome to it. It is Kaya FM 95.9. This is the best thing in the city. Kaya Breakfast is back again. That is tomorrow between 6 and 9. How was your weekend? Was it good? Mine was nice and chillaxed. Hey, I'm glad to have you here. All right, ready or not, after 7, new edition that I'm still in love with you anytime with Brian McKnight and BB and CC Winers tonight. Hey, there are people who are just addicted to other people's problems. They are there. And when you really look down, when you look deep down, we all have that problem, actually. We believe we are undercover psychologists. Whenever those around us have problems, we are quick to offer our services. But what many of us don't realize is that we're actually addicted to solving other people's problems. And while there is nothing wrong with lending an ear from time to time, it is important not to overstep or not to be too eager. You see, the problem with addict problem solvers is that they just don't know when to stop. Hence the word addict. They will literally listen in on people's conversations and give the unsolicited advice and opinion. And when you shrug them off, yeah, they get offended. The reality is no one wants to be around superheroes all the time. Sometimes you just need people who can listen, because sometimes this person, is all they are trying to do is to vent without anyone trying to solve the problem or give them advice. But addict problem solvers can't help themselves. Like I said, there are people who are just addicted to other people's problems. Are you one? Always quick to jump and rescue others? Or maybe you know someone who is addicted to solving problems. What would it take, if I may ask, for you to let things fall apart around you without rushing to solve them, even if they beg you for help and you just say, no thanks, and this. Hashtag addicted to other people's problems as we sip the best tea in the city. You're asking, what are we talking about? We're talking about people who are addicted to solving other people's problems. When an opportunity comes, they jump, they are on it. Hey, they're really sure. They really are on it. Now, hashtag addicted to other people's problems. Let's see who's here. Tabi Sora, I used to be that person, T, till I noticed that people I helped took advantage of my kindness. Yeah, that's what happens. Lerato Molefe RT, I'm one of those who love to solve. I always tell myself, hurry, if I fail, at least I tried. I can't help it. My good heart won't let me just let things fall apart around me. I think that's the only way. They should stop coming to me for advice. Well, you attract it, my friend. You really do. The thing about being an addict problem solver is that you volunteer to be there for others. Sometimes you don't even wait to be approached or invited to the problem. You just jump right in. Some are addicted to solving problems to a point that they will even leave a dinner table because someone called asking to be rescued. But when their loved one is in the same position and same predicament, they drag their feet. Meaning they're addicted to solving other people's problems, but when it faces them, challenges them directly, they can't handle it. And an addict solver or problem solver is also that friend who's always there for others. But when they are in need, no one is there for them. Are you an addict problem solver? It's okay to say yes. What would it take for you to let things fall apart around you without rushing to solve other people's problems? Hashtag addicted to other people's problems. 3 teaspoons on this coming up. We're talking about being addicted to other people's problems. Mzwa Maj, RT, let me give you my 3 teaspoons. It is the hero syndrome, the fear of saying no, and self-importance. Eish. Eh? Marakula are the problem of being empathetic. Ne? You'll pay the price because they even skip boundaries just so that they can be satisfied by having access to you.
3 teaspoons on the best tea in the city. Kaya FM 95.9.
These are the 3 teaspoons on problems with solving other people's problems. Isn't going to look like intelligent? Problems with solving other people's problems. 1, you don't always know what's best for others. Come on. You don't always have the answers. And you forget, a person's greatest growth comes from the struggle and pain they have to experience themselves. So if we're a superhero, you're always there fixing things for those that you care about, you are robbing them of the opportunity to experience life and learn from it. 2, about the problems with solving other people's problems, you don't know both sides of the story. You don't. Any problem has 2 sides to it. And chances are you are only going to focus on the side that you have access to. And the advice that you're going to give may also solve half the problem, but it doesn't mean the problem is solved. And actually, that problem may just keep coming back. And to who? To you. The last teaspoon of the 3 teaspoons on problems with solving other people's problems, you do not have control. You don't. Trying to fix other people's problems means you focus your energies on situations that you have little or no control over. Some people dump their problems on you and they fold their arms while you run around, use your phone, use your petrol and do everything. And soon you realize you don't have control. You've actually lost control and you have bitten more than you can chew. And then other people's problems, Mahadev,
are not your problems. Let's all say it together. And you know why I say that?
Tell
it's
me.
Because I feel so stressed with my own problems. And I know we were talking about it earlier off air. I feel so stressed with my own problems that for me personally, I cannot go now and tackle someone else's. Even though it might seem easier to give someone else advice, in my personal capacity, no one ever follows my advice. So, I prefer to tackle my own problems, also because I don't want to get involved in people's messy problems.
JJ?
Yeah, she's definitely like that. No, I'm naturally a one to help person. That's my personality. So I feel bad if I cannot help. So I run away from people's problems. But I've got a friend who is so addicted to people's problems. Angie. Oh my word.
She even says her friend's name on air.
No, Angie, now we know you.
Please call her out. I don't understand why. In different settings where you're not supposed to be talking about problems, she will look for Angie, you'll find her sitting next to a total stranger, listening to a problem like, And I'm always wondering, why does she do that? Because she's got problems of her own. I don't know what she gets from it.
Yeah. It's an addiction. We're talking about people who are addicted to other people's problems. And most of the time, they're not even aware. They're not even aware. And that they're suffering from a hero's syndrome. And probably you are that person, or you know of somebody like that. The voice notes are open. Share them and share your ideas with me.
Hi, morning, Tibos. My name is Hilda Ne. I'm from Alexander. So, yeah, mind your own business. Yeah, sharper. Because sometimes, sometimes you want to help. It's not to say maybe you mind someone else's business.
When are you going to stop?
Being
a superhero.
I stopped. So now the superhero in me just listens. I'm just there to listen now.
You don't jump in and say,
no,
let me help.
No, I was advising one of my best friends. Him and his partner, gay couple. And I was asking them how they're doing. And he said they're doing so much better because now he knows just to be there to listen and to stop trying to, his personality is trying to be the solution finder.
Thank you.
And his partner doesn't want that.
Yes,
his partner just wants to be heard.
Hear me.
Hear me. And the partner was saying, I just don't want solutions. And I was like, so when are you going to hear him say, I don't want to be loved the way you love me. I want to be loved the way I want to be loved. And these are part of the conversations.
Did you get banned trying to help somebody?
I was told, stop telling me what to do.
Thank you.
Take the last sip. Call 086-000-959.
Every one of us has a turning point in our own lives, an opportunity to pivot, an opportunity to hit our knees and fully surrender. And you trying to fix everybody in your life just gets in the way of their potential bottom. So take that step and really own that you are not here to deprive anyone of their bottom. Give them the chance to just experience exactly what they need to experience. And don't be afraid of it. Don't be afraid of them having a bottom, but pray for them to have it be gentle and have it be very, very clear with direction, and pray for them to be supported and guided throughout the process.
In short, people are having those problems because some of them, they need to learn a lot from those lessons. And you jumping in could lead them not learning the lesson after all. Are you addicted to other people's problems? You wish you could stop, but you can't, but you're always there for them more than you are there for yourself. Call me, 086-000-959. Okay? Take the last sip.
Call us now, 086-000-959.
Hi, T. This is Musa. Well, mine is different. I guess I'm addicted to solving problems, but this comes after me saying I'm not going to just do it unless there is a need. Now, sometimes I find that the need is so much and the demand of people who knows that I will come with a solution because I just want solutions. When there's a problem, I just quickly want to find a solution to it. And now I find people having to coming to me with so many problems. And even when I told myself I'm not going to do it anymore, but my addiction is like there is a problem. It has been presented to me and I have to solve it. And you find that I keep awake. I'm not asleep early hours of the morning because I'm troubled by this problem that has been brought to me to solve. Now my addiction is bad for me in that I don't just jump. There is problems that are given to me and I have to solve, even though I said I don't want to do it. And I find myself doing it. What is the diagnosis of my problem?
Aulali. That's the diagnosis. Aulali. That's a sign we should stop. Carol.
Hi, how's it?
I am good, Miss North Riding.
Yeah, well, just wanted to give a comment on today's topic, really.
Yeah.
So it's very difficult for us. So I am a trained traditional healer and herbalist.
Mm.
And traditionally, it's been known that, like, our purpose really is to help, like, fix people's problems, right?
Mm-hmm.
And as, like, a new age traditional healer, I mean, like, I believe it should be tackled differently, because when someone goes to see a sangoma, you know, and they go there wanting to know, like, what are their problems and how should they should fix their problems. But I truly believe that, honestly, teaching that you go through the problems that you're going through because you're supposed to be going through them.
Mm.
And as a sangoma, I don't want to take the power out of you.
Yes.
To just fix those problems. Number one, when you go there, you know exactly what your problems are. Number two, the healing is already within you, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want to, like, rob that out of you. So obviously, instead of, like, advising someone as to what to do, like, with their problem,
yeah,
it's just to help them and train them and mentor them that their healing is already within them.
How do you then separate yourself sometimes when you realize this doesn't need a consultation? Lawyer Tefalo. Law?
Yeah. There's no, like, there is no separation at all whatsoever,
yeah,
you know. And with my family, with my friends, and with myself as well, I mean, like, we all human beings going through, like, human problems,
sure,
on a day-to-day basis. And we should be able to draw the power that we have within us, you know, to be able to tackle the challenges that we go through on a daily.
It's like life is a lesson. Until you pass that exam, it will keep coming back, right?
Yeah, no, definitely.
Thank you, Carol.
Hey, Tiwos, you know, the problem with that kind of attitude or way of helping, you don't realize that you are creating monkeys on your back, which later on it will be difficult to remove them because they are so dependent on you. Thank you.
You are a banana tree, in essence.
Hey, Brati, this is Usisa from Freedom Park. Hey, Brati, topic and I'm trying to, Brati, I used to jump into other people's problems, Brati, until the day I ended up behind bars as what was going on. Over just a phone call to a friend, I'm phone at he's involved in an accident.
Yeah.
I know I'm figure pratique and only to find out he is the one in the wrong and the man shy moto abalega. So man figure mina la payana but now I'm gonna work. So now I just imagine pratique, but no keep all the so eh, Brati, I'm so imagine mood of the eh, Brati, hey, Brawan. Aye. So from now on, I'm easy.
Okwena Jazzle Brothers, nyag and pinned.
The best tea in the city. Weekdays, 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. Kaya FM 95.9.